Thank you for being here. My name is Madhav Bhatta. I'm an assistant professor of epidemiology at Kent State College of Public Health in Ohio. So I'm going to be talking about influence of reporting bullying on suicide ideation, planning, and attempts among high school students. So before I start on the main presentation, I'd like to indicate that I do not have any financial or other potential conflict of interest to disclose. And I'd also like to acknowledge the two partnering agencies that were involved in the conduct of this study. That includes the Children and Family First Council and the General Health District of Carroll County in Ohio. And also the adolescents who participate in the study and their parents for allowing them to be in the study. So bullying, as you probably know, is one of the most common phenomena among adolescents, particularly among middle and high school students. And according to the 2013 Youth Risk VA survey, nationally, about 20% of the high school students have indicated that they had been bullied on the school property in the past year. Similarly, about 15% of the high school adolescents reported being bullied electronically in the past 12 months. And studies in the United States and globally has looked at the effect of bullying on social, emotional, as well as physical health of adolescents, and it has found both short and long-term impact on mental as well as physical health. And if you look at those involved in bullying in any form are, for example, twice more likely to have suicide ideation and about six times more likely to attempt suicide. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people in the United States. In 2011, about 4,500 suicides were reported among 15 to 24-year-olds. But the actual number of completed suicide are just the tip of the epidemiologic iceberg of suicide and suicidal behaviors. And for every completed suicide, there are about 25 suicides that results in suicide attempts that results in hospitalizations or those seek medical care. An even larger number are actually, that don't actually see the help, that do not result in seeking medical care, but there's large number of attempts, ideation, as well as planning. In terms of the suicidal behavior, 17% of the high school students in 2013 Youth Risk VA survey reported that they had thought about suicide in the past 12 months. About 14% reported they had planned to commit suicide, and about 8% reported they had attempted suicide. So there's obviously a link between suicidal behaviors and bullying among adolescents. So, and bullying is a fairly prevalent phenomenon. In face of that, how do you prevent bullying so that we can prevent the health consequences of bullying? Obviously, one of the ways to sever this link is actually to prevent bullying in the first place. Basically, no child should be bullied, whether in school or outside school or through electronic media. So that's, in epidemiology, you can call it a primary prevention. But the second aspect is, if a child is bullied, then we should encourage the child to report bullying so that some recourse can happen, so that the further bullying doesn't take place, as well as there's some sort of remediation that can happen so that the impact of the initial bullying could be mitigated. So we wanted to examine the extent to which the high school students actually report bullying or tell about being bullied to someone, whether they're peers, parents, or other non-parental adults. including school officials or law enforcement officials. And the second goal of this objective of the study was to assess if disclosing bullying had any influence on the suicidal behaviors, planning, ideation planning, and attempt. So this is a cross-sectional study conducted in a rural county in Northeast Ohio that's classified as an Appalachian region, and it included all high school students in the county in 2012. We used a modified version of high school youth risk behavior survey. In the national survey, it doesn't have questions on whether they report bullying or not. When we conducted the survey for the county, we actually added questions on the disclosure of bullying. So the primary outcomes of interest is the in the past 12 months, had they engaged in one or more of engaged in the following behavior: thought about suicide, planned suicide, or attempted suicide. So the primary exposure of interest is, have they been ever bullied on school property, outside school property, or electronically? And if they had been bullied, did they tell anyone about being bullied, either to friends, parents, or school officials, or even police? And the third component of that was, if they did tell someone, what happened? Did the situation get better, nothing happened, or the situation got worse, i.e. the situation being the bullying situation? So some of the potential confounders we looked at is the age, sex, grade, race and ethnicity, sexual activity, tobacco, alcohol and drug use, self-perception of body weight. These are some of the potential factors that have been linked to suicide ideation and attempt. So we conducted descriptive statistics, including frequency distribution and proportion, used chi-square to see the difference between males and females, and conducted univariable and multivariable logistic regression analysis. And we're reporting odds ratio and 95% confidence intervals. So in terms of the demographics, majority, 90% were white, non-Hispanic. And there's a fairly even distribution in terms of the grade, 9 to 12, and in terms of the age distribution, 14 to 19 years old. And there was no significant difference between males and females in terms of demographics. So overall, 42% reported they had ever been bullied on a school property, 34% away from the school property, and about 31% electronically. In terms of the reporting of bullying, 58% had indicated that they told somebody about being bullied, told a friend about being bullied. 47% reported they told their parents, 40% to school officials, and about 16% to the police. And there was a significant difference in terms of reporting bullying. Females were more likely to tell a friend, parents, or a school official, while the males were likely to, more likely to tell a law enforcement official. So in terms of the what happened to their bullying situation after they reported, of all the adolescents who were bullying, about 40% said they didn't report at all. 16% said that the situation got better. 14% said it actually got worse. And 32% said it remained about the same. And there was no significant difference between males and females. Of the adolescents actually have had suicide ideation in the last 12 months. 30% had planned, and about 17% had attempted. And there's a significant difference, at least in terms of ideation and attempt, between males and females. So I'm going to skip the univariate, the relationship between ideation planning and the reporting of polling, I'm just going to go directly to the multivariable and go through this table. So if you are bullied but not report to anyone, you have about, you're more, four times more likely to report ideation, six times more likely to report planning, and about four times more likely to report attempt. That's the, if you were bullied, compared to if you're not bullied. So the reference here is those who were not bullied at all. If you were bullied but you told somebody and the situation got better, you're 1.7 times two ideation, 2.7 times planning, and one in terms of the attempt. And if you look at the ideation as well as attempt, they're not statistically significant. But if your situation got worse, then you're six times more likely to think about suicide, seven times more likely to plan suicide, and seven times more likely to attempt suicide. And all of them were statistically significant. For instance, if it made no difference, the association is same as if you, are, if you did not report bullying, about 5, 5, and 3. So, in our study, females were significantly more likely to have been bullied and engaged in suicidal behavior. This is obviously consistent with previous reports. While females were significantly more likely to report having bullied to parents, friends, and school officials, males were more likely to report it to law enforcement. Although 65% of the adolescents indicated they reported bullying to somebody, only 26% of those reporting bullying indicated the situation got better, while 23% indicated the bullying got worse. These numbers, that these are percentages for only among those who got, were bullied and reported. So if you were bullied and you reported, quarter of them said the situation got better, quarter of them saying it actually got worse. So if you think about that, 50%, nothing happened. And that's a problem. We want to encourage students, adolescents, to report bullying so some mitigation can happen. But if nothing has happened and at worst, things are getting worse, that's not a good thing. And that's probably because of the lack of effective mitigation on part of whether it's the parents or the school officials. And they may, you know, if you tell to a parent, they may not be able to do anything about it, because if you, right now, you know, most states don't have any kind of laws, and unless to and other kind of recourses as a to prevent further bullying. So those who reported bullying and the situation was better had a similar odds of suicidal behaviors than those not bullied. Yes. The odds of suicide ideation, planning, and attempts were significantly higher among those reporting bullied, and the situation made worse. So, as I said, we need adolescents to reach out when they are being bullied, but when they do reach out, there should be an effective mitigation for the problem. And we need to understand why a situation is not remedied after an adolescent reports bullying, because that is critical for preventing further bullying as well as its implication for suicide prevention programs. Obviously, this is a cross-sectional study design, and it was conducted in a fairly small, rural, homogeneous county with 93% of the respondents were white, non-Hispanics, and may not be generalizable to other more heterogeneous populations, and probably future studies should look at this relationship into a more diverse population. And we had a fairly large sample size. I think I didn't mention what the sample size was earlier. I apologize. It was 700 adolescents. And to the best of our knowledge, I have not seen any studies that have looked at the association between this relationship. So bullying is a prevalent phenomenon and has both short and long-term impact on physical and mental health of adolescents. As a bullying prevention strategy, adolescents should be encouraged to report their bullying, and when they do report, there should be some sort of effective mitigation, so at least so that the problem doesn't get worse. If you really want to prevent bullying and its worst consequences for the adolescents. Thank you very much for your attention, and I'll be available later to answer any questions.